skip a little bit and touch on this because it goes up on a lot of Omar Reb Meir, Omar Reb Meir, Omar Esther Shema, Lama Nikra Shema Hadassa, Hashem HaTzadik Hashem Hadassa. So her name is Esther. Please don't stay here. Tzvi. Tzvi, if you're doubting, please don't stay here. Her name is Esther and Hadassa. V'cheinu Oymer, who Oymed Bein Hadassa, Hashem HaMitzula. So therefore, Tzadik are called Hadassa. Please leave. Or Esther, which is the Ikkar, which is the Tafel, and this is commonly dominated in all of them. Let's skip down on the left side. Pirusim. It's about, I don't know, going down on the left side. Pirusim, Ashama, Shinik, Sadasa, Al Shema, Sadikim. Ki Esther, Sadekis, Vaisatatsa. So the first thing is, the puzzle has come to tell me that Esther had her own mindless, despite the fact that he omen as Hadassa. In other words, Pusik seems to be attributing her Maila Madriga to Mordechai, but the first thing is she herself in her own existence. V'dobaz nirash esay samitzvah hashvei. V'dobaz nirash esay samitzvah hashvei. Shuv hashikom. V'hoisim sheches achra. Zemor al tzedek esay sebeis. Let's talk about this a minute. Let's understand the point that's made. A person can sometimes be a good person and a tzaddik because he's nimshach after a good person. So a person has a very pasha rabbi or something. So he's nimshach after him. And it's not easy to tell the difference between that or a person who be'etzem atzviyusa is a tzaddik. Enough gemina is, you'll take a look, if let's say this person is an environment. He's drawn to rishis. Let's say there's now a mashpia or a rasha. So if the person's serious of tzitzis is because he's a mushba, so now he'll be drawn the other way. After anything, if the person has been etzem his own sense of tzitzis, that's when that comes out. So the tzaddik, the Esther's maila. Had to be a mile of not only being brought up well by Mordechai, with good hashpah by Mordechai, because then she could never be the etzem a tzedekis. It's only when she's brought over, when she's brought over to the Beis HaKashverosh, she's slowly Beis HaTzedekis, that's when you see it. I want to just go off this a second on what he's talking about. In a certain sense, it's the difference between Klal Yisrael's answer when the faith is over, or when they are Alam Nuchah Matan Yisrael. Kozman is like Yisrael as Yisrael. If they need Toiv, it's attributable to others, Teret Yisrael, to whatever it is, that or the fact that they're among themselves, that Israel Yom HaTzah. When Kozman goes into Golis, so more sharply is how much are they be'etzim mufdol in the soil. It's like we can get to see the oil flowing out of water when you mix them together. If I say, you know what? Maybe, you know, that's the way it is. But if I mix it up and then the oil starts rising, then I have a sense that the oil Sarat Smius is not just because I layered it on top of it, but it's like Sarat Smius. So S is an Atzma, S is an Akis. The same word, the Zeshem may be a Kosovo being Hadassim Hashem Bamitsula. The Pas says that Hadassim are in a swamp, Kloimak, Hatsadikim, Hidim, Ereshoim, Shevala, Gehenim, Sheka, Emek, or Mitsula, Benisham, Kosovo, Bessit Kosovo. The Chenoi says to me, the space of Rosh, Hashem, Mekrebi, Gehenim, Kavzoi, Semeres, Etzit, Kishleim. So the first thing, and we need, I want to point out something that he's being magish, or that comes out from there. The fact that she was taken to Beis HaChashveiros, and it wasn't just that she happened also to remain by Tzidkis, or else you never could have had the Geula. That itself was, so to speak, the Nisayon. That itself was the test. Reflecting Klal Yisrael and Musolam. Klal Yisrael were nimshach to Susa Hashmiris. In other words, Klal Yisrael failed the test by being in the base of Musolam and being nimshach to it. They, Esther, because she was there and wasn't nimshach, she, so to speak, passed the test. She was only the Gula star. Okay, then he brings another point. So one Nakuda is just the very fact that she was enough of an internal tzaddikus that she wasn't a mushpa from anything around. There's a second point. The imzai sevesis umipnei ki estet snua haisa. Hukamosh is vaya vahadas asha alov shaloi choifin es eitzoi. Ubazel tzadua. Ulekach hashem roladas. So now he points to a second Nakuda of what was the special tzaddikus of Esther. So the first part he's just pointing out in general that the Hadas has a Mila that even if it's in a place that's bad, the Hadas stands in its own and is not affected. But what exactly is the special Nakuda of Tzidkis? What type, you know, which Nida? So he says she's called Hadasa because a Hadas, the Mila of Hadas is that the Alim Achoifer, the Alim. The leaves cover up the kaneh, and that's a mile of tzniyus. V'lachen Hashem aroy la hadasa. V'ze apirushu Esther kloima sheish lo madreika pnimis nisteres v'shvil hatzniyus shebo v'shvil kach zochso megulas Yisrael. So we're now being more specific. The mid of Tayva Vest, the mid of Sikh is going back to Sinus, and that's why she was there, he was there to go to Israel. Oh, Masha, Masha is a Mr. Teresver, that's the next man, the Omer over there. No one's like Esther because he was a Teres. Here, Shoy, look, me, this is Sinus, the people self love is Homer. The Dove is a Yadua, Kimashika, Esther's the Losha Hesto, Yerah, Madrigan, Esther's, the Yerah, Nimis, Shahayama. Okay, now he's going to speak about a second point, but we'll stop a minute and talk about this first. He's going to speak, why is it dafka, that the darga of, why is this mida, the specific mida, that is the zelu maser of Haman? We'll see in a second. I just want to talk about this point in itself. The first nekuda that he spoke about, he said Esther's ability to stay apart from Umis Ha'olam was because of this mida of what he calls Hester and Sneas and so on. It's nice. Every mida taiva has wonderful, wonderful rewards. Why this mida padafra? Let's describe the mida answer. If let's say I walk by a person in the street and I have zero need for that person. I'm not expecting anything from him. I don't need his help. I don't need anything for that person. So I will not look at the person. I'll not make any comment. And I'll move on. My mitzias and his mitzias don't intersect at all. And there's no kesher from one to another. If let's say the person is somebody that I need, I'll make eye contact. I'll say something, I'll interact with the person. Let's say I want that person. Not only I need the person, but I want that person. So I will present myself. Just like in all Balei Chayim, the teva dvarim is that the male has all sorts of feathers and colors and whatever it is to sort of present themselves. So I will present myself and in order to connect to you. That's where a person goes out of his self to the other person. So a person has a circle that he can circle himself with if he is self-sufficient and he doesn't need the other person, doesn't want the other person, doesn't, or a person opens up and a person interacts with the other person, displays himself, b'chula. The klal gadol is, if I need the other person, then I am mushba by the other person. If I want the other person, I'm mushba by the other person. So if I need Reuven's approval, because Reuven is very chashev, Reuven is a knacker, whatever it is, I'm going to say things that Reuven finds pleasant. I'm going to act in a way that I think will have his approval. I'll do it consciously, I'll do it subconsciously. That's the Messias. Masha Ein Kein, if I am totally oblivious to him, I'll have no shaykhs. So the midah of Tznius Be'etzer is a midah of izika, not having any protection of what's around. And whatever falls into the circle is going to be itself, you know, Hashem Bada Gat. Since our only shaykhs are Kachbaruch Hu, so we close circle around Kachbaruch Hu, we're all facing Kachbaruch Hu. We don't have to make a wall around him. I'm all facing Kachbaruch Hu. My shaykh, they gave some thought on this. I feel a need for approval by Umas Olam, to be noticed by Umas Olam, to in some way interact with Umas Olam. Those are, in the core, the Klal Yisrael is Am Levodot. Let's go one step further. In understanding that the Torah is echad on a personal level means that I know that everything I have in me is not the Torah. Except I need your force from the Torah. What's the problem? Why is it if somebody lives it bothers? It only bothers if the other person, you know, and the Balei Chayim look at you and do you know, like that. You know, fish or whatever it is, they see some strange thing and they thought about it and look at you, it doesn't bother you at all. It's not shy. The answer is because we're built. The pneumia is that we get our sense of being by people's reaction to us. And therefore we have a strong need to feel like it. Avodah Zarah starts first and foremost not so much with Nimshach afterwards to believe, but more than believing, it's something where we're very, very. Why does that really to be a Christian and to be a to Goyim? They didn't convert. I mean, conversion requires two steps of it. To believe everything you believe and to believe that there was another version. It's a part of itself. The answer is, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with my sense of self. The difference is one more Nikuda of it. By one, women than men. A man who's parrots, the Derek Cloud, has to do with taiva. The person should have taivas, and fill his taivas, and any taiva, and whatever taiva is, it's going to be something that works with taiva. By a woman, it's different. By a woman, the Jesus is knows. It's because. So the main of a woman that is porous, that's not similar, it's because for she her own existence she needs to be noticed. She needs to be it's a much a chisaron. By a man, a chisaron is a chisaron type. That's one area. By a woman, there's something very precious because the struggle is finding yourself in yourself, or finding yourself in, you know, the past. Just by looking at it. There was an extreme trouble. The Indian of Esther is unusual. The Mashiach Chaisel was a woman. You know, Miriam was also said Shira. She was there at a critical moment for Moshe. You don't find Torah is a parent Megillah's Esther is a whole gunter, a whole Megillah with everything about it, and all the about a woman. And the answer is because the ultimate tikkun of the Midah of Tznius lies in a woman's hands. The fact that she made absolutely no overtures to Hashverosh. She did not do anything to make herself attractive. She didn't tell him anything. She had zero secret. That made it. That's why there was an extraordinary sense of Chaisel to counteract the Chaisel went to the Zuda. The main reason for the Zuda, it's a tarifus, maybe Avodah Zorah, really doesn't say there was. The main thing was they wanted to be part of a public event. That's what the Pasuk means. That he made a big thing. So they're also. That's part of it. So this need over here of being Mister, and once if a person has no secret to the soul, they have a shlita over it. It goes together. It's just like how much can be much be on you. It depends if you look up to me, if you need my approval, if you need it for something, I can much be an awful lot. And that's not only the shlita do it because it's tit for tat. You give me actually why. It's you want to be my tzichen. So I'm open to be mushba, and like everything, when you open up the layer around it, you become vulnerable. If a person is tsanua, a person is closed in completely around his nemius, and that's where he gets a secret from. And he has absolutely zero in terms of the secret to this of if they have no ashpag. So that this was the ultimate. This was the gullus. Gula, they were actually in Golis, you know, and this was where the Nisayan would now be, whereas Mitzrayim and Mashal, they oppressed Israel. If Klal Yisrael desired to be part of Israel, the and in Golis, that's the ultimate chet. The was Salua. In a way that was told to Esther, she could have space of a zone, and the floor is over. There's another half of shite. That's what I'm thinking.